Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone. This is Lauren Marie and we're on the Joy of Business radio show. And I am joined here by my amazing husband. Say hello, Dylan.
Hi, everybody.
And this is very exciting for me because I wanted to talk to you about something that we have started doing that Dylan loves very much called Money Monday. And this is an invention of mine, and it's great because the show is airing on a Monday, so you can all celebrate Money Monday with us. And do you want to tell them what that is, darling?
Well, in the beginning, Lauren had this, like, enthusiasm and this excitement about Money Mondays where we would, you know, take some time off, get away from the kids, and sit down, you know, go out to a restaurant, have a glass of wine or some yummy food or whatever. And while we're doing that, have a look at what it is we are creating financially, where we're at with our money, what we would like to create for the future, where we could change particular things. And in the beginning, it was kind of like,
you got really excited about it because of the name I gave it. I thought that would make it more fun. Just make it rhyme and Money Monday. He's like, what is Money Monday? So this is a way to celebrate our creating our financial reality in a fun way for us that, you know, if you go out and you make it a more of a celebratory event rather than, oh, let's go pay our bills, you know, it's like, this is a sort of trick that we're trying out the last few weeks. And for me, it's a lot more fun to do it at a restaurant or even at home with a glass of wine and, you know, make it a romantic financial evening. And it can be anything. Like, I think the first time we had a look at what our end of year sort of totals were for last year, 2016, you know, how much we spent on everything, how much money we brought in, and where we wanted to go for the future and what we wanted to add to our lives. And for me, it's like creating our financial reality. So that's a piece of it, is having a awareness of what it is that we're spending and what it is that we're earning, and making changes and creating a different future, if necessary, and also just celebrating, like, what is working.
Yeah, and also I think what is great too is to stop and actually acknowledge what you have created up until that point. You know, I think for so many people, you may not ever sit down and actually get to enjoy and look at everything that you have created in the past, and that's kind of going to stick you and not allow you to actually go beyond it if you're never acknowledging what it is that you have created and where it's got you up until this point.
So I was thinking before we got started how when I first moved to Australia and we were living in our first apartment here, and I was pregnant with the twins who are almost two years old now, that we didn't have a car. We just had a scooter and we had rental furniture in this rental apartment. And I just remember going, like, everywhere on this scooter together with me and my big pregnant belly and you on the scooter in the rain and, like, you know,
and
getting groceries. And, you know, not having any money saved up and sort of going, oh, crap, like, we're having two babies in a few months and how are we going to do that? And we didn't know how. And so if you're in a situation where you don't know how you're going to create money for your future, or you, you know, have some changes coming up in your life or whatever it is for you, it's like, start creating your financial reality and getting clear on your finances. Because I know at that time there was so much that changed for me. I didn't have any idea how much we needed to make at all, or how much we were making, or anything.
How much we were spending, or what we were spending it on. And
how much our baby's going to cost, and where are we going to be living, and, you know, when they're bored, and all of these things are like big question marks. So we sort of felt our way around in the dark and figured it out as we went, and didn't get it right or perfect, but were willing to like do whatever it took. You know, I know when the kids were born, we had so many people just gifting us things and contributing to, you know, beds and car seats and like all the things that we needed for the kids. We were really blessed and that we have such a great support system of friends that came out of everywhere to contribute to us. So you don't have to know how it's going to show up, and it never shows up like it, you think it will, and be willing to ask.
Yeah, I think what was really awesome, though, was the fact that, you know, we were constantly asking questions and constantly looking at, like, okay, so what is this going to create for our lives? And, you know, like, just having that allows you to then go beyond what, you know. So I think that's one of the main things, is like you have to be willing to ask questions and look at like what it is that you desire to create. And even though we weren't like 100% clear on it, it's like we had an energy of what we would like our lives to be like in a year's time or 6 months' time and stuff. And I can remember we ended up moving houses, and we had spoken to our kids energetically inside Lauren's tummy, and we were like, okay, so we're going to be moving to this house. I think it was on the 10th of July. You cannot come out until then. And
you can't come until we've gotten our new house, because that was what we told them. Like, we need to move, you know, we need to have our new house before you guys are born. And they ended up, my water broke the morning, very, very early the morning of the day we were moving into our new house. Like, okay, maybe next time we give ourselves a little bit better buffer. That was a little bit of a transition that we didn't need to have happen at the same time I was giving birth.
But I think what's also great is, you know, in times where things may seem so chaotic and like you just have so much to do in such little time and you have no idea or definition of how it's going to be done, it's like 9 times out of 10 you always get it done, and it works out far easier than ever before. You know, like we moved houses, I ended up cleaning that place, like through going back to the hospital and back, and like furniture, and it was just like a whirlwind. I look back at it now and I'm like, how did I do that? But it's like, the fact is, we did it.
Never give up, never give in, never quit. And I'm in the hospital with two preemie babies. Like, you know, it's it was a very intense time for us. And it's, you know, nearly 2 years ago now. And we live in a nice house. We have an actual car, a nice car that fits the kids in their car seat, which is a bonus that we don't have to haul them around on a scooter.
Yeah, imagine.
and we've actually started to save money and create, and not just save, but have money in different forms. When we come back from our break in a few minutes, I want to talk about some different ways that we are creating money for our future, and the different ways that you can do that for yourself. And I also want to talk about, Dylan, how what's changed for you and your financial reality, and sort of where were you 5 years ago with money, and where are you today, and what's changed, and has anything changed around money and your point of view about money?
absolutely pretty much a whole lot, and I know there's still some things that I'm still looking at to change, but I think one of the biggest things for me was I grew up in South Africa, and, you know, our family never had, you know, lots of money. We had enough to, like, get by and stuff, and one thing that I found is I was always so confused about money. So our family didn't have lots of money. You know, we lived in a house with, like, just the tin roof on top, no ceilings, no cupboards or anything like that. And I went to a private school, you know. So money for me was always, like, I never knew if I could have it, if I should, if I, like, didn't deserve it or anything like this. And, you know, I think for me is, like, meeting particular people in my life that I have currently now, and I've seen that, you know, it's not like people who are rich are, you know, unhappy, or like people who are rich are unkind, because I've met some people who are, like, truly some of the most kindest people that I've ever met in my entire life, and, you know, they still have made choices to create money and have money in their lives. And I started looking at that, and I think that was something that, you know.
You mean all rich people aren't assholes?
Yeah, exactly. so I think, like, to actually look and see where people with money that, you know, are kind, it's definitely something that's changed for me, because I had decided somewhere along the line that, like, oh, I'll just change the world with, like, no money, but I'll, like, be kind and this and that. And then it's like, well, how much more could you change the world with all that kindness and even more money, if you know what I mean? I mean, it's going to create a whole lot more ease, and you can definitely create a whole bunch more with, you know, massive amounts of money. And it's not making money significant, but it's definitely going to, like, make whatever you are choosing to create more ease and allow you to have an impact at a much, much bigger reach. So I think, yeah,
so,
lots has changed.
Yeah.
That's just one of the things. And, you know, I never used to treat money well. I used to, like, scrumple it up. I didn't really care about it. You know, when it came into my bank account, I'd just, you know, spend it. But I think now it's like I have this sense of gratitude for money and stuff. So I'm like, wow, this is cool. And the more I actually am willing to be, you know, present with money and actually see that it does contribute to me and my life and my body and allows me to create different things, the more I'm allowed to actually allow myself to receive more money. So that's some of the stuff.
So when we come back, I'd like to run a clearing about feelings about money, in case anyone has some feelings about money or are confused or frustrated or sad or scared or any of those other feelings that come up around money. And we'll talk a little bit about how you can create your financial future differently on Joy of Business Radio when we come back.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So we're back on Joy of Business Radio. This is Lauren Marie and Dylan Duncan. We're having a Money Monday and talking about money here on Joy of Business Radio. And before we went to the break, we were talking about feelings about money. And you said you used to feel confused about money. So we wanted to run a couple clearings, and these are excess consciousness clearings. And what, if you haven't ever heard one, what happens is we ask this question, and if you're willing to destroy and uncreate the energy that comes up, then just say yes, and we'll destroy and uncreate it with the clearing statement. If you haven't heard the clearing statement before, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. So what feelings are you using to avoid the money you could be choosing? And everything that is tons of that billion will either destroy and uncreate it all.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
That's wrong, this one too. What feelings are you using to create the stress about money you are choosing? And everything that is tons of that billion will either destroy and uncreate it all.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
How about that one?
Yeah.
What feelings are you using to create the lack of money you are choosing? And everything that is tons of gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
So anytime you catch yourself saying, I feel blank with money, like you can run these clearings to clear the feelings around money. Because anytime you're feeling, you're actually not willing to perceive what you're aware of about money. So if you've decided you feel confused, and you say, I'm confused about money, or I'm stressed about money, or I feel, what else do people feel?
I'm worried about money, or I have a sense of lack. I don't have enough. I can never ever create enough.
So all of those feelings stop you from having the awareness that you actually do have about money. So when you were talking about how you grew up with money and there wasn't a lot of, well, you were never educated, I don't think most of us were, about money.
No, and I think that's been one of the greatest gifts that Access Consciousness has provided is, you know, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, always talks about, like, you need to be constantly educating yourself about money, you know, and they say, like, confusion is always, you know, a lack of information. So you can always ask the question, like, okay, well, what other information do I need or do I require? And it's amazing how the information will come to you. You know, you're reading a magazine and then bang, there's something there, or you hear somebody talking about it. So I think for me, it was like I started to look at what is money and how can I create it instead of just going to a job 9 to 5 and being paid hourly. And, you know, then what can I do with the money that I have? And how can I spend that in a way that's going to create more, you know?
So what are some ways that you're spending money now that wouldn't have been part of your reality 5 years ago?
Well, for me, it was I started to look at, like, jewelry and silver and gold. And I think the first time I ever bought gold and silver, it was really such a contribution to me because it was like I used to have a 10% account and for people that don't know what a 10% account is, it's basically just an honoring of you where you put 10% of all the money that comes in away for you to never touch it. You don't spend it or do anything like that. You know, it's not for a rainy day or anything. And I always used to spend it, you know, and I'd save it and save it and I'd put it away. And then
so
like,
you used to have it in cash or
in
the bank?
Yeah, I used to have it in my bank.
Uh-huh.
And I always used to
spend it.
So I think one of the first times was I bought a ring from the Antique Guild in Brisbane. And, you know, I think it was like $1,200 or something like that. And, you know, just wearing that and having that on me is like a contribution, because every time I get that sense or that feeling like, oh, I have a lack of money, it's like, and I'm wearing the ring, I see the ring and I'm like, well, I've got this ring. You know?
So is it just about buying jewelry, or is it actually buying? Is it actually an investment in something of value?
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, because I mean, the more you buy gold, silver, and whatever it is that you choose to buy, it's like if you're looking at it from the space where you can then have this, and that thing's wealth can expand, and it can, you know, get greater in value. You know, like. The gold prices and silver prices always fluctuating and stuff. So it's really interesting, you know, like if all money were to go away or something and you've got a whole bunch of silver and gold, like that's legal tender that you could then use in a way that would allow you to, you know, buy some food or something. Like just, that's just really.
But this is actually, like, I know when my grandmother passed away and my mom asked me if I wanted any of her jewelry, it was all fake shit. Like, it was not actual gold or silver, or the gems weren't. It was, like, costume jewelry. So I looked at it, and I was like, this is worth nothing. It might have been pretty if you don't really know what you're looking at. But it wasn't worth anything when she died. So it's like if you're going to buy a piece of jewelry, you want it to be something that's going to maintain or go up in its value. That's what you're talking about. And then with the silver and gold, too, it's like, it will go up in value. It may not go up as fast as some other investments possibly, but it's not actually like just going out and, I don't know, throwing your money away on a new pair of shoes or something that will, or like a car that really, as soon as you buy it, it just goes down in value.
And I think also like having the actual physical bars of silver and silver coins and bars of gold or whatever, like, you have that money that would be in your 10%, but you have it in gold. So if there ever did come the time where you would choose to spend your 10% account, you know, you've got this gold and silver, it's going to be a whole lot more difficult for you to go and, you know, take it into the bullion place and get them to give you cash for it, you know. And by the time that you've even thought about doing that, you're possibly already looking at how you could create money in another way instead of using it. So
right.
For me, it was great to do that so that I didn't have that option to spend the money from
my account.
So it's
like tricking yourself into actually having money because you couldn't spend it as readily, which I think is a brilliant way. And there's so many people that I know who have done that, including myself, because when your electric bill comes and you go, oh, I'll just spend it from my 10% account. But when your electric bill comes and you have it in gold and silver, it's a little bit trickier to go and cash that out and pay a bill. And like you said, by the time you've done that, you might have actually come up with another way to pay that bill. And the point of the 10% is not to spend it in the future. It's actually to have money, as which I never knew or even had the concept in my reality was of any value. Like having money is worth something? Why? And it's like now that I have had money and have it around us, and we, like, it's funny because our kids drink out of these antique silver goblets and they cheers and they drink, you know, they pretend to drink out of them, their water or whatever. And people freak out like, oh my God, you're giving your kids that. And it's like, well, we don't give them the crystal that we have or china, but we give them the silver because it's a bit tougher. But they're learning to be with money, and they play with our silver and gold bars and things. Like,
they love it.
They do. and our jewelry too, which we're a little bit more careful with because it's a bit more fragile.
And they can swallow the rings. So
yeah, we don't want them doing that. But we're actually, in a way, teaching them a different reality from birth about money. And I know that since I've started having it and haven't looked as much to spend it or where can I spend it or not having enough to pay bills, but actually creating a future and a present with things that are of inherent value, it's actually a different energy and space to live in. And it feels it feels different for your body and to have those things around. And like you said, when you feel, oh, I don't have money, when you feel, quote, like you don't have money, when it's one of those clearings again, you can look around you at the things that you have and just add them up. Oh, well, I forgot, you know, I have this silver antique spoon and this goblet and this necklace and this, you know, and you start to go, okay, I do have money. So, want to run the clearing?
Sure. What change are you refusing because it's not fun enough, are you choosing?
I could run a different one, but that's cool.
Everything that is time to go sit in with your story and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Good and bad.
So what feelings are you using to avoid the money you could be choosing? Everything that is times a godzillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. How many of you aren't willing to ask because you don't want to know you can receive it? Everything that is times a godzillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. I think that's really great, is like being willing to ask for money.
Yeah.
Is like,
and that doesn't,
have some money
and that doesn't mean you go to your parents or your, well, you could, but it's also asking the universe and asking yourself and making the demand of you that you make that change from wherever you are. And whether you have $50 or 2 million or 50 million or 2 billion, it's still about asking and making that demand of you and requesting of the universe that it show up. You know what, universe, I'm ready to have whatever it is that you're creating, and
totally,
ask for it. So when we come back, I wanted to talk about some practical, pragmatic tools that we use every day, especially on Money Monday, and what people can maybe start doing on a weekly or monthly basis to create, have, and start to be money for them. Sounds good?
Yes. And it might feel really weird in the beginning, but just know it will get better if you keep choosing to create more and, you know, look at money from a different way.
Well, if
and
you're used to not having money,
it
having
feels
money
really weird.
Feels
it does.
Weird.
Uncomfortable.
Feeling.
Like you're wrong and you shouldn't have it.
Nothing more than feeling. So when we come back, more pragmatic tools for you to have money on Joy Business Radio.
Money Monday.
Money Monday.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back to Joy of Business Radio. I'm Lauren Marie and my husband Dylan is here. We're talking about Money Monday. And I wanted to give these guys my favorite books that I started and continue to read around money. And the first one that I started with was called Money's Not the Problem You Are. And that is from Gary Douglas. And he's the founder of Access Consciousness. And it's got all the basic money tools in it that we learn in Access. So the 10%, which we've talked about, and a few other ones. And now my current book that's on my desk is The Getting Out of Debt Joyfully by Simone Melissus, who's the founder of The Joy of Business. And how about you, Dylan? What are your favorite money books?
Well, I think the How to Become Money workbook is also really awesome. And they've actually just also released the Advanced How to Become Money workbook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think they're like $35 from the Australian shop.
Or the U.S. shop.
Or the U.S. shop, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how much it costs there. And it's just really amazing how this book works, you know, and the clearings and the information that is in there. I mean, I've done it, you know, several times. And each time I do it again, I get information from the book that I didn't get before. So, you know, it's really a way to get information that you've never had about money that allows you to change your point of view. And, you know, if you change your point of view, you can change your reality. So that's definitely two books that I really have enjoyed reading. And, you know, I will start the Advanced Money workbook soon. But, you know, I think also, like, you can just start exploring what is fun for you. You know, is it the stock exchange? And just go to read, like, you know, stuff on the internet, on wherever. It's like you will start to get more information about what that is. So that's definitely something that I'd say, because that's something that I never used to do, was read about money, you know.
Yeah.
I would read a book about something else.
Well, and I think that anything that you are reading, it's like, it's just interesting information, and always keep the parts that are light for you and disregard the bits that are heavy. Because in any money book or stock trading book or financial management book or anything that you really pick up, there's going to be bits that are light and bits that are heavy. And so it's like, don't buy it all as if it's true and real. Just use the parts that work for you. Another one that's great is The Penny Capitalist. And the idea with The Penny Capitalist, and that's by James J. Hester. And the idea with that is that you can just take a penny and turn that into two pennies or a dime and create wealth from there. And there's so many stories that I've heard about, and I know I've done myself, where you just go to a garage sale and find something, you know, maybe you bought for $2 or $3 and were able to sell it for 10. Or, you know, you find a penny on the ground, how can you turn that into a dime? And what if you didn't have to have any money, really, to turn it into more money? And there's a great story we were talking about at break, about a guy who started with a paperclip.
Yeah, and he took his paperclip and then sold it for like a pencil.
So he traded it.
Yeah, well, traded it.
Yeah.
And then took what he had traded that for and traded it for something greater. And eventually he was actually able to purchase a house.
Yeah, which it's like crazy. You go from a paperclip to a house, what? But it's like, what if you didn't have the point of view that you had to have money to make money, or that you had to have all the information in order to make a smart investment? What if you could start to trust you and your awareness? And that's part of Money Mondays, too, is like increasing your financial awareness and your financial your awareness of your reality, where you, like, how much it costs you to live and what you're creating for your future. I know for my whole life, I really didn't want to think about money, or it was not a fun subject, or I didn't like doing, you know, planning or budgeting. And this is so different than a plan or a budget. Like, it's not really about, okay, let me decide how much I'm supposed to spend next month and then judge myself for having too much coffee, or, you know, whatever it is, or wanting to, like, get that dress or something like that. So it's like, no, what if you could include all of that? So that's one of the things we look at, is actually, like, this is what we did spend, and taking
12-month look at a profit loss statement and averaging that out and going, okay, over the last year, we spent X amount on groceries, not going, oh, we should have spent. It's just, this is what it was, you know? Nappies, diapers, cost a lot. And formula, you know, we have two babies and it's like, so this is what it costs. And let's put that in what we need to earn, like for, and then add on top of that what we'd like to create. You know, maybe we want to go out to dinner more, or we want to go on a trip, or we, whatever it is that we want, you know, to start saving more for their, for our kids, and creating for their future too.
Yeah.
What else do we do?
Well, I also think one really important thing is, like, you know, money follows joy, you know, and when I first heard about Money Mondays, there was no joy in that for me, you know, and I've got many stories where, like, I remember when we had first met one another and we're walking down Brisbane Street and, you know, I was talking about, like, oh, I don't have money at this moment and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I was not, like, you know,
I wasn't joyful. You're having a misery Monday.
And she facilitated me around it, you know, and got me to get over my point of view and change it. And, like, it was so funny because I carried on walking, like, 10 steps and I, like...
Turn the corner.
And I looked down and there's just $10.
No, like, it was a 20.
Oh, it was a 20,
It was
yeah.
a 20. It was rolling across, the, like, a tumbleweed across the street in the middle
and
of the city.
It was just, like... Wow, like, you know, so I think, like, the more you can make Money Mondays a game and how can it be fun, and, you know, like, the more you're going to allow money to come to you and the more fun you will have with it, you know, it doesn't have to be a serious subject like you may have learned in school where
it's
accounting.
It's serious, it's boring, it's not something you're going to want to do, you'll put it off, you won't do it, and or you'll... you know, hate doing it. It's not going to actually create anything for you. So what if it was fun? And how, like, what would it take for it to be fun? You know, if you create it in a way, that's why I gave it this awesome name that Dylan loves, because it just makes me laugh. And on Mondays, I'm like, guess what today is?
Money Monday.
And he loves it. But it just makes us laugh because we know it's super corny and it's silly. It's like, yeah, what if every day was Money Monday too? But you couldn't call it Monday. You'd have to call it just money. You'd have to be like, I don't know, terrific something Tuesday.
No, I think Money Monday is
it. Well, because so many people don't like Mondays.
Exactly. And I also think one thing that, you know, has definitely changed for me is I've stopped judging myself a whole lot less.
What?
Whether I have money or whether I don't have money. Because I remember the once I worked for 3 years and I'd saved up, like, you know, $50,000. And I went away on a trip and stuff and I was living, you know, not by myself, but I wasn't staying at home at that time. And I had all this money and I was, like, looking around and seeing people who didn't have that money, and I went into the total wrongness for actually having money, you know, and, like, I was having all this money, but there's people, like, starving and stuff like that. So I think, like, look at where you judge yourself and, you know, ask if that's going to contribute to your life and ask if it's contributing to your money flows or not, you know, because anywhere where you're doing judgment, you aren't creating anything, you're just destroying it, you know? So, yeah.
Cool. So you had money, and then you felt bad for having money, so did you keep it?
No, I ended up spending it, you know? I traveled across the world, I did a whole bunch of access classes, I bought a car, and yeah, it was... But one thing for me was, is when I had that money, there was a sense of ease, knowing that at any one given moment, I could go to my bank or the ATM or whatever, and I could take out money. So I think that's really where you start to get the sense of, like, oh, I have money, where it's not like, oh, shit, you know, like, I don't have money this week. How am I going to get it?
This is one thing that I find really, like, a really practical thing that you can do right now if you aren't having ease with money is ask yourself, how much money do I require to have in the bank just to have there for me to have ease with money?
So everybody asks that right now. How much money do you require? And it's going to be different for everybody. So maybe it's $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, whatever that amount, $100, I don't know, $5, like, well, probably more than $5. But it's like, how much money? Before I asked that, I actually thought it would be way more. And the first time I asked it, I got $10,000. I was like, oh. So for me, I needed at that time $10,000 just to sit in the bank. So it's sort of like that feeling of, I'm okay. Like, I know that I have, if anything were to happen, I have that money sitting there. It's changed now and it's gone up. But at the time, I didn't think I could ever have that. And I didn't have $10,000 in the bank. And I thought it was going to be like 50 or 100. And I asked, and I was like, wait, it's only 10? Well, surely I can create 10. And what happened was, as soon as I did, which was very quickly, within a couple months, it created this ease for me with money. So it's like, do whatever it takes to create whatever that amount is. And whether, like you said, you just worked your butt off and you created, you know, $50,000, or whatever it is, like, just ask and look at what shows up and follow the energy. But do whatever it takes and have that money for you, so that you know you can have money. You do have money that if anything happens, you know, and you need it, that it's there. And it's not to then go spend it once you get there. It's just keep there. So you have an ease and a sense of having money.
Yeah. So would you say having that sense of ease, like, how much has that contributed to creating what it is you're creating now?
Oh,
how much has that expanded your world?
Yeah. It's the difference between putting out fires and having, like, bills and just paying the bills and coming just under the wire every month or every week or whatever, and actually having that space of creation where you're looking at, you've got the bills handled, and now you're creating your future with money. So there's it's like a survival versus thrival energy. So if you're willing to come out of survival with money, you can start to create with money, and you can create and have a thriving living, and doing whatever it takes to get there. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some more cool stuff and have a Money Monday party with Joyce Peace Radio, Lauren and Dylan. Come back.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business and Money Monday. So were just chatting at the break with our lovely, I don't know what we call you, Sarah, person who's facilitating us on Om Times. And she wanted us to talk about relationships and money. And how do you do that? Do we have, we share everything? Do we have joint bank accounts? Do we have only, do we keep everything separate? You know, how do we do that? So, and what do we, what advice do we have for relationship people about money?
Well, I think one thing is we have like a level of vulnerability with one another where we're able to talk about things that, you know, stick one another or things that come up and, you know, aren't working. And I think having vulnerability with one another allows us to, you know, communicate in a way that, you know, not many people communicate. So I think like that's definitely one thing. And just to know that like you're not wrong and it's okay to have stuff go on and know that we have each other's backs. You know, it's like I'm here for you, whatever's going on for you, that's cool. Like,
well, and whenever we've been in a place where we haven't had enough money or something's happened, we've, you know, worked it out together. And like, to answer the thing about, you know, do we share everything? It's like we both contribute money to the relationship, and primarily I contribute the actual like money, and you contribute the time to and space to like allow me to create that. Now you're starting to make money too. That's because we have twin 2-year-olds. This has been time consuming, and to do anything other than, you know, watch them, and you're in school. So it's like, so he's been the primary like child carer.
And it has also, there have been times where I've like gone into, to, you know, total wrongness of like, wow, like Lauren's paying for, you know, a lot of stuff and what am I contributing, you know? But there wasn't any question in my world of like, okay, what am I contributing? And, you know, like when I'm actually able to be present and look at what it is I am contributing, you know, it's like I look at Lauren's money flows and how much more she is now creating, and would that have been possible if I was,
and
you know, in a job working 9 to 7?
Hell
or whatever.
No. And how fun would it be if I was with the kids all day and didn't have my job for anyone? Nobody around me would be happy, let me tell you that, because I love my work. And if I had to give it up, no one would be happy. But we do keep our own money, too. Like, we have joint accounts, and we also have separate accounts. And we both keep our own 10% accounts. Like, we like Dylan was at the Antique Guild the other day and bought a new ring that he just loves. And it was from his 10% account. And it's like, so you have your own, quote, honoring account, and so do I. And then we have some that's for the family and the kids and stuff. So it's like, we do both. And I think it's important. I would say every couple should really look at having some money that's each and their own, that they can do whatever they want with without having to, you know, answer to the other person. Because that's like, you know, a freedom thing. Like, okay, maybe I don't get to like go blow the entire family savings on whatever I want, which, you know, I wouldn't do either anyway, but it's like we each have our own sort of, I don't know, do what you will with money.
Yeah, and I think also like you as a couple, like we're willing to look at something when it's not working, you know, and we're then willing to look at ways on how we could make it work. So, yeah, I think that's definitely something that, you know, some advice that I would give, you know, people that are in a relationship there. You know, I read a book before and it was like, it was so heavy to me because they were saying like, oh, it gets so tricky when you're trying to work out your finances when you're in a family, and, you know, like, and they wanted me to like sit down and work out how much time I'm spending, like, looking after the kids or, you know, like doing washing or whatever it is. And it was just like, it made me feel like, oh, this is like not fun.
Yeah.
You know, so how can it be fun for you? you know? And
well, I feel like we were nickeling and diming each other. Like, how much fun would that be? Like, well, I spent this much time on blah, 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 so then I get paid this amount of money. And it's like, that's not really our reality. It's more of an energetic thing. And I think when either one of us feels, you know, feels feelings, overwhelmed or tired, it's like the other one steps in and gives the other one a break. So it's more like that with money too, where it's like, you know, hey, there's been times when I've been like, well, I'm not going to pay for that. Like, you create it, you mm-hmm. know?
Which has then allowed me to be like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. cool. Like, yeah, I'm going to create this. And then I do, you know?
No. So. It's not just like I'm in charge of creating everything or creating your reality. It's like I'm willing to pay for the majority of our family expenses and things for the kids and the house and all of that. And you're willing to spend the majority of the time taking care of them. And that's a huge contribution. You know, they're a bit of a handful, twin 2-year-olds almost.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, they're expensive little shit.
But I also think, too, like, you know, what we're, like, our capacities to create together and co-create is, you know, like, gives us so much more. Like, there's more power in that, you know. It allows us to do more than, like, if we were separate sort of entities and we're like, well, I'm creating this and, you know, Lauren's creating that, you know. But, like, when we come together and we both care for each other and we're like, hey, like, what can we create and how are we going to go? And, like, we just head in that direction, you know. We might not have each step, but we...
Well, and when we want to create something, we all, like, I looked at... We went to South Africa earlier this year, and we're going to Malaysia next month for a 7-day event. And we just looked, you know, and I said, hey, you know, Dylan and the kids, I'm like, do you guys want to go to Langkawi for 7-day? And it was like, yeah, okay, well, let's create it. And it's more of a request. It's sort of like how you would ask the universe to contribute to you by asking, is how I ask the kids especially, and Dylan too. It's like, can you contribute to that? And it's an energetic contribution, so then the money shows up. Like, that doesn't mean I sit around looking, you know, into space just
waiting for the money to come.
Just waiting for the money to fall out of the sky. It's like, what would it take, you know? Money does fall out of the sky sometimes. So it's like, but I also work a hell of a lot and do whatever it takes. Whenever something shows up, like an idea shows up, I don't just sit there and go, oh, that's a nice idea. It's like I look at what will it take to actually institute that into reality and receive money from it. And like I said, I love my work. It's so creative. But I also ask for money for it because that's fun too. And receiving money is fun. And it's actually an acknowledgement of the value that of the service that you're providing to receive money for it. And people will actually value you more if they're paying for your service, believe it or not. Sometimes when you give something away, it's really not that valuable to the person you give it to. So be willing to ask for money and do what you love. And money does follow joy. Joy doesn't follow money.
Yes.
So it's like do what you love doing and the money will follow. Mm-hmm. And don't expect the – I talked to this – I was doing a session for someone the other day, and she's like, I just know if I had the money, you know – everything would be so much easier for me. And I'm like, that's such a freaking lie, you know? It's not about if I had the money, then all of this would be different. It's like, choose the different energy now. Choose for it to be easy and fun now, no matter what it takes. Like, there's crap that I don't like doing with work. And, you know, there's Mondays that I don't enjoy calculating, you know, our books or whatever. But it's like, so what? Like, willing to do whatever it takes, and that gets you to the joy and the fun of it in an actually greater, more sustainable way than just going, oh, I'm going to blow that off and go to the bar and get drunk and spend my money on whatever, or, you know, just blowing the money. It's like, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes and having fun with it, even when it's not fun.
Yeah, and I think also, like, you guys have to realize too is that you are the valuable product. You know, it's not your bank account that's the valuable product. Mm-hmm. And so many times we make what we have in the bank account, what we have or what we don't have, you know, more significant than what we're actually capable of creating and generating in the world and what we could be doing different, you know, but we get stuck on our bank account, the money, and we make that so significant that it's almost like you put blinders on your eyes, like, you know, the horses that race, they can only see forward, and it's like you can only see that, but if you're not willing to take those blinders off, like, there could be a magical possibility waiting just to the left, you know? But if you're only headed in, like, one direction, it's like you're not going to actually cross the path that could possibly lead you somewhere that's going to create so much more money and more ease, and it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun while you drive along that road, you know?
Exactly. So where can people find out more?
Well, I definitely think they can go to the Access Consciousness website, Joy of Business. I think Simone Melissa has a site too.
I have a site.
Lauren Marie, meet Lauren Marie. What else? I mean, if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them. You can just email me at dylagent369@gmail.com.
You can find us on Facebook, too.
Facebook, Dylan Duncan, or Lauren Marie.
They're one of the adorably cute twins.
They are.
They're really cute.
Yeah.
And they slept through this whole radio show, more or less.
Money Mondays, man.
Magical Money Mondays. They had a nap, so we could do a radio show. How does it get any better than that? So, it's been a great time. Happy Money Monday to you all.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the future.